Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to my dog psychology radio show. My name is Dale McCluskey. I'd like to welcome you, and Happy New Year, and hopefully those listening have had a great and fantastic Christmas season, great holiday. And again, you know, I'm starting back my shows today. I took actually, you know, some time off, so to speak. It's still in more specific in regards to the radio shows. I had family up from Canada, so you know, I love the Christmas season. So took a little bit of time off, so to speak, to kind of refresh and spend time with family, and it was great. So but anyway, I'm back at getting back on course with you know, offering information for people on the radio show. So today's show, I'm going to be continuing my discussion on defining physical force. There's a lot of misinformation out there about, you know, physical force. It's used, this issue's used. It's actually exploited, you know, to promote this idea that, you know, training is a learning-based exercise. And what I clearly show, and I'll be talking about this on my shows, you know, many, many times, specifics about this, what training really is, and what I show it really is, it's a relational changing process. Regardless of whether people see it or not, or can identify it fully, that's what's happening. I mean, just so people understand, that's what's going on, whether or not people understand it. So when there's a scripting problem, when there's a issue with the unwanted behavior not changing, I guarantee you that's the issue. It's the focus has shifted onto the dog as the agent of change rather than the person at the level that's needed. I mean, ultimately, that's the problem. I guarantee you, if you're having problems struggling with overcoming behavior issues, at some level, there's a problem with the focus where the you know, who changes are actually coming through, and it needs to come through fully through the owner. And that's what, you know, what I show. So therefore, you get in this thing of identifying, and this is why I really give, although the food trainers and the people will define the pure positive people who really pivot off this ideology as a, you know, kind of no force, these people that really advocate, they find themselves as anti-dominance. And this is where we get into this physical force issue, why it's being misrepresented at the relational level. What this group will do is they're trying to show that you can train a dog, or you can get out, you can modify behavior without coming into right relationship and avoiding this whole leadership issue. What I show is that's clearly wrong. You know, there's things that people really get taken, their legs taken out from based on appearances, based on what is presented at the, you know, at the response level. I'm going to talk about that on my shows. If you go back, after you'll listen to me talking about that. Because what I show is it's about the motive, it's about the relational motives that underpin response. Okay, now this is something I guarantee you're not going to hear any other trainers going at this level, identifying this issue. I mean, it's a huge problem. The reason you're not going to hear a lot of trainers talk about this is a lot of them have already crossed certain lines, so to speak. They're invested in a certain way of thinking, and there's a whole culture set up around this. There's a whole system. You know, it's like the same problem here when I talk about, you know, when I present this, put this out for people to see it, it's going to rub just about everybody the wrong way, because that's why, again, look at the amount of dogs being killed every year in North America. You got 4 or 5 million dogs, and no one's talking about that. I mean, everyone's just kind of focused on their own little empire. I'm putting it out there and showing, hey, no, this is the problem. And so just so people understand, that's not going to make me a popular person, okay, because what I advocate is change coming through the owner, okay? in order for change to happen. And people don't want to hear that. They think people assume that they can have, they can eat it too, that you can connect with dogs at a very emotional level. You can baby your dogs. You can treat them like children and all those things and get away with it. And that's simply not true. It's just, here's the thing. It appears as though you're getting away with it, okay, through the scripting, how the script comes together, even though you're not, okay? And you have to go into this issue about, you know, defining unwanted behavior and looking at the, you know, how a dog's decision-making process is influenced. So there's really, truly not no one-offs either. When people look at, you look at the elevation levels of a dog's decision-making process. I'll talk about this on my shows coming up again about this issue of power and fulfillment, and even the dog settling into that script. There's so many twists and turns here that completely throw people for a loop. They can't figure this stuff out because they're not looking through dogs at the depth that's needed relationally, not looking fully through the relational lens. And so, you know, even if these so-called balanced trainers are incorporating certain learning-based concepts in, such as counter-conditioning and using food at a certain level, they're not identifying the problem. They're part of the problem, okay? And they're never going, they may be popular, and this is the whole thing to understand about this issue of what defining success and with what you do, even your business model or whatever. You know, you're dealing with it's a human element here, but it's also impacting dogs in a very negative way. So ultimately, you know, people will say they care about dogs, but my question is, okay, if you're part of the problem and dogs are still being killed and we're not fixing the big issue, do you really care about dogs? I mean, even if you're somewhat doing it right, if there's a better way to do it, why wouldn't you? Okay, because I'll tell you why, there's a trade-off. It's going to impact your bottom line because of how people are thinking right now. People, for the most part, don't want to change how they think. Or they'll change, say, within the balance training, so long as it's just turned into some sort of motivational exercise for them. It still makes them feel good, but this whole feelings part is still a problem, okay? And I'll talk about this because it's and go further to say, well, if people are defining themselves as balanced trainers, well, you're truly not truly in it to fix the problem, okay? You're focused on yourself. I don't care what anyone says. That's just the truth of it. And because if people really want to make a huge difference here with dogs, with the relationships we have with animals, with dogs, in specifically dogs here, then there has to be a shifting of attitudes. There has to be a total relational shifting process and looking at, you know, what is dog training. When people are experiencing behavior issues with their dogs, it's an intervention, okay? I don't care what anyone says. That's what it is. And so this issue of people wanting it to be fun, okay, you get this thing about, this is why you get all these balance trainers making it in some sort of motivational exercise and trying to introduce certain types of concepts in there and scripting it a certain way to keep it fun for people. Listen, I mean, that's the problem. I mean, I'll be honest with people. The reason dog owners are in such a mess is they've had too much fun letting their emotions get out of control, babying their dogs, and not coming in the right relationship. So now it's not going to be fun, okay, for a period of time until you start to impact the relationship in a positive way. And the issue of fun or positive, well, it's about a deeper connection. So it's not about, you know, people look at, say, for example, there's a fear of losing a connection that you've established through emotion and seeing your dog a certain way. But you have to understand that, you know, love or deep, you know, looking for deeper meaning in a relationship, it's not exclusively, you know, about the person. It can't be about that. And that's what's happening, is that people define even about fun, but it's really selfish. It's really about themselves. So this issue about having fun or whatever the person's emotions, how they're projecting and mirroring their emotions to the relationship, it's absolutely not fun for dogs at all, okay? I mean, it's just like parenting. I mean, permissive parenting, yeah, you could make, it's all about the person, right? You think about the whole permissive parenting setup, how that all goes down, and the end result. It's very destructive. It destroys relationships, okay, even spouses. that are involved will disconnect and step away from it because they don't want anything to do with it, you know, and the person is in total denial. So this is the same thing people have to understand, this reconciling emotion and fun and all these different things. You know, it's about discipline, too. You know, discipline isn't about, when we talk about, because this goes hand in hand with this issue of physical force, you know, why people are trying to take this issue and package it up a certain way, it's because it's to promote this idea that you can think any way you want, even be as emotional as you want with your dogs and not have to bring them under leadership or any sort of authority. And when I talk about authority, I'll define that relationally. What that means is not about being aggressive to your dog at all. It's not about being mean to your dog, aggressive to your dog. It's about it's just like being the parent. It's like establishing that parental parameter that's going to create a balanced state. And I'm not talking about balanced training, okay? I'm talking about a state of mind with the dog that is within the follower script. And that's very important. That's critical. And anyway, as I'm talking here, I just want to remind people, if you want to call in to my shows are going to be on a pretty regular basis here through the week at 10 a.m. in the morning. I'm in Florida, so if you look at if you want to call in with a dog question, the number to call in to my show is area code 213-943-3707. That's 213-943-3707. You can, you know, mark that down, take a note of that. And so and also I have a chat area on Blog Talk Radio. So you can go into my chat room, which is open, and you can type a question, and I'll answer it live on air for you. Or if I don't have the time, I'll answer it on my next show. In the meantime, these shows are about talking about these issues. I'll be just putting the information out there for people and help people understand exactly what training is. But getting back to this issue of physical force, people have to understand that it's defined relationally. So, you know, when people are, you know, looking at, and I'm going to use an example here of, you know, the alpha role, okay? People look at, you know, the alpha role or alpha dominance role, they call it, with when you take a dog and you pin the dog on its back. That's a technique that is really ascribed to guys like, say, Cesar Millan. You'll see Cesar Millan. You'll see some of these pack dog trainers, you know, using this method. And again, this is an example of where physical force, again, you're looking at, I'm going to talk about this relationally. Number one, I don't advocate that method. And there's a couple reasons for that. Number one is, you know, stepping back and looking at dogs as relational beings. It's all about looking at how you promote change in them through the personal relation, how that's defined. Just like, you know, again, getting back to the thing, how do you create change? What you know, how is physical force packaged up? I mean, how is that really defined through the relationship with dogs? And it's very similar to parenting, you know, defining, you know, talk about parental influence and how that happens. How do you establish parental influence with children? You know, the example that I would use with how many in this, you know, you look at this group that calls himself, or people define them as pure positive trainers or behavioralists, or those who really advocate training as a learning-based exercise, how you would use, kind of package it up or play off of how physical force is defined in a similar way with parenting, is they would want you to think that physical force is very similar to taking, say, a child to create parental influence and throwing them, you know, putting their head through the, you know, through the wall. You know, I mean, think about that. I mean, is that what discipline, is that what physical force is? I mean, is that what, you know, how you establish parental influence? Well, absolutely not. I mean, that's abuse. But this is the thing about the slippery slope of this group who takes this physical force issue, and what they do is they try to package it all up as abusive. Anything outside, but again, you have to go back into, and this is the thing to understand, that it always circles back, no matter what issue you're talking about, it always circles back to what pillar that they're using to support their argument or their ideology. And their pillar they're using to support it is the flawed tenet of learning theory. Okay, so just because, again, I'll talk about this thing about motives that underpin response and the scripting problem that these people within this so-called science of dog training group don't want to discuss. Because, again, you have to get specific here. If you're having a discussion, you want to understand why all these discussions break down with this group. It's because of this issue, because of what they're advocating, what they're promoting, their core tenet, which I show is flawed, okay? And they can't figure it out, and they don't want to talk about it, and so they'll just keep, what they're doing is they're exploiting people's emotions to keep this, to try to steamroll anyone who disagrees with them. And I'm going to talk about this, because I had a guy come onto my Facebook page here back just a couple days ago, guy called Gage O'Brien. I'm going to talk about this for a second, just why you're seeing this type of these type of tactics by this group, who will go into pages. He went on my Facebook page, and again, this is, you know, what they'll do is, and he went into several pages. This is a so-called dog trainer out of California. You can go in and look him up, Gage O'Brien. The dog professor guy, I guess he called himself. But they what they'll do is they go in and they'll, and again, because again, what they're pivoting off of is treating training as a learning-based exercise, but they're going to leave very negative comments, okay, and they'll, this guy left a one-star rating on my Facebook page. No big deal. I'm going to read it just, and this is just like a type, okay, just understand, I'm talking about these people, I don't make it personal. I don't know this guy, but it's very personal to dogs being, you know, being destroyed under this type of ideology. But here I'm going to read this, and just to give people an idea of what you're dealing with here with this group. And I want to mention this on the show because this is something that just happened a couple of days ago. I wanted to deal with this. I'm going to read what he wrote on my page. You can go and read it yourself, but and just a comment on this. He says right here on the first sentence, dogs are not pack animals. Any trainer who promotes this message knows practically nothing about dog behavior. It is now proven fact that dogs do not behave in a pack mentality, so being the pack leader is never necessary. My greatest recommendation is to find a local reward-based trainer who will help you truly understand, bond with, and have fun with your dog. I just discussed this issue of fun and emotions. Dog training is about helping the dog be successful, not forcing them to obey. And just pay attention to language here. The pack leader mentality is not only outdated and incorrect, but very, very dangerous. This is just my opinion, so you can decide for yourself. To learn more, you can check out and list this page, and list other trainers here too. Zach George, Richard Stewart, Kiko Pup, and a bunch more. Don't be lied to or harm your dog at all. You and them deserve better. Now, this is a typical thing. Now, this is a thing where I talk about is it's all about, you know, the agenda, okay? It's not about getting, you know, this group. If you go in and say, oh, hold on here a second, let's talk about this issue of what you're really, where you're coming from. You're with this idea that you can get out from dogs. Number one, he's saying dogs aren't pack animals, which is totally ridiculous, okay? So you get this group that will, I mean, if you look at how dogs relate to other dogs and other people. This is why I talk about this connection, this shared connection dogs have with us. They're social relational beings, okay? Just like human beings. I mean, human beings, we're relational beings. I mean, we seek out other people. And dogs have this incredible desire for that same thing. And they're social relational beings. They are pack animals. Okay, but you have to understand, when you see people using language like this, you ask yourself a question. What are they saying these things? Why do they say these things? Well, they're trying to get out from underneath a problem here. Okay, but here's the thing to understand. There's already a problem. Okay, and one of the points I'll make here is if, and this is one of the contradictions that is right in your face about this group, if their ideology, if this so-called science or how they approach training as a learning-based exercise, if it worked as great as it did, they wouldn't need to go into my site and other sites and come off this way and very arrogant very demeaning, trying to shame people. Okay, I mean that those behaviors wouldn't be nice because they people would be buying into it because it would be working the way that it's being promoted. But here's the thing, it's not. Okay, and so it's not. And here's the thing about this: they'll come off as though I'm the only one. Okay, that shows problems. Now I'm probably one of the ones that can really pin it down. I talk about motives and the pin response. I show the scripting problem, which is really the number one problem in the dog training world right now. And so when I'm talking about, identifying what's the real problem, well, the real problem is that people are not getting the fact at the level at which a dog's decision-making process is influenced at the social relational level. Okay, this is a big deal. And so when you start into right out of the starting gate and you start to shift the focus onto the dog, because here he's showing here about, again, just read language, about teaching the dog. Oh, that's a total, washout. Okay, you start doing that, you're starting to elevate the risk level that you're going to have a scripting problem. Okay, and I talk about scripting problem. It's this issue of people use treats, they use certain motivating agents to build a picture of change. Okay, with the dog going through the motions of doing the what's defined as a relational changing type of script, even though this group totally, disassociates from that idea of dogs are relational beings, but that's what's happening, right? You're building on something, right? So you're looking at something to define change somehow, okay? Just understand, when you go to an obedience school, okay, they have their pre kind of cookie-cutter script all cut out. And so when the dog is doing certain things, in what they're promoting, well, that means that good things are happening. Well, what I show is that's not necessarily true at all. Okay, that's the big problem here, is that just because a dog goes through the script doesn't mean that unwanted behavior is diminishing whatsoever. Okay, so this is a big takeaway here from my system, is this system, or what I show, is I'm able to break the stuff down. So all these people, and the problem here is that there's a difference between knowledge, okay, education, knowledge, and wisdom, okay, and this proves it more than anything else you're going to encounter. There's a big difference between both, because you can be highly educated. There's people promoting this that have doctorate degrees, and they make lots of money from it because it's very attractive to people. There's an automatic type of, people approaching from an academic level. There's a tendency to automatically give these people a level of credential, of saying, okay, well, they must know what they're talking about. And then when things go wrong, well, then it must be what they're saying must be true. And that's totally, totally opposite, okay? I mean, this is why you get such a huge problem in dog training worlds, because of this problem with identifying what training really is. So getting back to this, Gage O'Brien, okay, left this, and he's going in, so he's working off a negative campaign here to try to promote. But what's he doing? He wants to be popular, right? He wants to, exploit people's emotions, because that's what's happening. There's got to be, and the thing you have to understand, there has to be buyers and sellers here. This is why the whole culture here of society, why things are such a mess, is because people have something to gain from it, both the people promoting this ideology and many of the dog owners. Why the dog training world is such a mess is people are not, their attitudes are wrong. It's like permissive parenting being out of control. It's the same thing here with dogs. So, what I have to say, even though it's totally 100% true, is not going to be popular. Okay, it's not going to be popular. It's going to be, I'll be the most marginalized trainer on the planet, because I'm showing, training for what it really is, which means that the focus shifts onto the person in a way that most people don't want. Okay, they don't want that. They want to, this is the problem. Just think about what I'm saying. It's relational. And so, it's just like just people, and then the ability just to move forward. So long as we have millions of dogs to destroy every year in North America, it's not going to be a problem for people to move forward. That's the thing people have to understand. I mean, what's going to stop all this? And the other issue here, I get balanced trainers a difficult time. Well, nothing's going to stop it. In fact, balanced trainers, the ones that are not identifying the problem, okay, they are not. They're focused on being popular and engaging people in their own kind of motivational speaking exercise or whatever they're doing. They're going to get overrun, okay, just so they understand that sooner or later, there's bans that are going to happen. It's going to remove their ability to use remote callers and so they're going to get bullied and pushed even more into a corner because they're not identifying the real problem. They're not doing it because ultimately they're not stepping back and they're not advocating, because the only way this is going to get fixed is for the real problem to get identified. And the real problem is what training is, and this issue with learning theory, learning. Okay, this is the issue, the scripting problem, and showing this issue at the social relational level. Okay, this is how the problem's going to get fixed, but it's not going to get fixed so long as people, just continue to move forward and are trying to, make money off of whatever. That's just how, and so there has to be more people that are going to get specific, because that's the thing, to be able to counter, there has to be a counterforce to this stuff. I mean, popularity will only take you so far, and it's the culture of that too. So people understand this whole thing with American Idol and everyone wanting their 15 minutes. Well, that's what it's about. People are so focused on just on money. And that's why you'll see people. If you look at even balanced trainers, I know I mentioned Jeff Gelman as one. He's very popular. People go to him for a lot of stuff. But again, my attitude is, what's the point here? I mean, if you're not advocating for training for what it is, you're still going to run into issues, and it's just about popularity contest. That's all it is. So, anyway, I guess with my next show, I'm going to be continuing my discussion on physical force. I would just encourage you, if you have any questions about training, you can check out my website. I have lots of great videos. This scripting problem I talk about this issue of the problem with response and all that. It's a big deal. I mean, I understand people want to, it's a culture of wanting to do things quick and they want to feel good about what you do. But it makes no sense to do something if you're wasting your time. I mean, you're going into something, spending hard-earned money, investing, say, weeks into training, only to be back at square one. I mean, what's the point? I mean, I understand people don't, want to make it fun and all that stuff. And, it's not about, understand, it's like parenting. There's a time when, say if you just let a child go for so long of down the road, and you've lost any sort of influence in the relationship, and now bad things are happening, you look at unwanted behavior that way, bad things are starting to happen, you have to start to engage. I mean, you have to, and it's not going to be fun. It's not going to feel very good. But the end result is you have to look at the big picture. That's the thing I try to promote with people, is the positive part of training is the fact you're going to be, number one, you're going to be succeeding. Number two, you're going to be taking the stress off your dog. And it's not about being aggressive either. It's not going to feel fun based on how much emotion that you've invested. But it's about reconciling those feelings and emotions. And so it becomes the thing about love and deep commitment. There's a bond that happens through this type of training. And when you come out the other side, you're going to be so much better off, and you're going to have a much better and deeper relationship with your dog. So I encourage you to check out my website. Lots of great videos. We'll be putting out more videos here shortly. If you have any questions about training, about what training is, feel free to contact me anytime. I'll be more than happy to answer questions. So take care. Hope you have a great day.